This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our midday discussion. Brian, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
What we see is flat on corn. So corn is traded both sides of steady, and right now you've got March corn unchanged, 465 and a quarter. Trying to carve out some sort of support here, but boy, it sure is kind of what we call a dead market here the last 3 days. Not much of a change in general. Farmer selling remains somewhat light, but it is likely to pick up. So we're talking to a lot of farmers who, again, are in a position, Mark, where they need to start moving some product sooner or later. Some are getting some little basis bumps and some push to move it. So it's like anything. When you have enough supply and it just kind of, you know, edges forward a little at a time. Over in the soybean market, though, continued weakness there. The forecast continue to spell for more rain chances. The market believes rain makes grain. There's some private weather people that are starting to suggest there might be too much rain now, and that could be somewhat detrimental, but the market nonetheless is negative today. Beans are down roughly a dime, and then the wheat market's had kind of an interesting day so far. Looked pretty sour in the morning, dropped below what we call the Bollinger Band, reversed up so far, trading 2 to 5 higher in Chicago. You've got Minneapolis wheat 1 to 3 higher, Kansas City about flat, but Chicago's got a nice turnaround there. Not sure if that's tensions in the Middle East or what providing that impetus for a buy today.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
At midday, March corn is unchanged at 465 and a quarter. March soybeans down 10 and a quarter at 1266 and three quarters. On the Merck, February live cattle down 65 cents at 171.20. January feeder cattle down a dollar even at 225.07. February lean hogs up $2.40 at 67.70. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.